And we're not ready.
If you're dirty, take a shower. If you're sad, go pick a flower.
True. Sarah Gardner Power Hour. Where we talk to you and we don't listen. Because we can't. Tonight, Sarah Gardner and I are going to go through my records because I'm selling them all. And I'm going to move to Iowa and become a dentist. And well, the theme really is I'm going to talk. And then Sarah has to go through my records and pick them. Sometimes she'll talk. Like if I were to ask, knock, knock. She would say,
who's there?
And I would say, cuckoo catch.
Cuckoo catch who?
Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So Sarah has chosen. It was delayed. Sarah's chosen the first record tonight. It's by Lisa Suckdog from New Hampshire. She might be from Dover. Where's Dover? It's in New Hampshire. And I went to breakfast once with Lisa Suckdog at an expensive place in New York City, and I didn't pay. Her boyfriend paid.
I'm going to pick you. I feel that that is the purest expression of my love. I feel a lot of love. I feel so full of love. I'm going to kiss you. I know that a lot of girls that I can't stand, like that one in painting, are always talking about stuff like S&M. But you know, we're beyond that. There's no rhetoric between me and you. There's no serial killers on our shirts. There's just my shoe and you. Thank you, Mr. Kiss Express.
Night I Killed, Mr. Kiss Express, by Lisa Carver. Off of a record that is probably worth $4 on eBay, which means it's worth $4. Sarah Gardner just bought a turntable cartridge. Sarah, knock knock.
Who's there?
Ed.
Ed who?
Advanced Pain Medicine. I'd asked Sarah Lisa Carver to my prom. I have a zine to prove it, and she said no, she couldn't come because she had a husband, a French husband.
Oh, Jerome, a birthday party at Pizza Hut. What fun.
You bet, Mom.
Oh, God. Okay, Sarah has picked... okay, I don't know if I explained, but Sarah can only play records she's never heard the band. Well, no, maybe she's heard of the band, but she's never heard the record, perhaps. And this is so good. It's the Human Switchboard, and they're from Akron, Ohio. And Akron's a real shithole. And that's where her sister lives. Shake It Boys by the Human Switchboard off of a 7-inch called Gristlin Jr. is a really good place to buy rye Triscuits. Sarah and I were talking earlier about how our families don't keep our things from our childhood. And now we have nowhere to go to see. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tennessee.
Tennessee who?
Tennessee you later.
Where are we going?
We're all going mad.
I thought we were going to Kew Gardens.
Oh, we're going to hear that one again tonight before the night is through. Sarah Gardner Power Hour. You're listening to it on an MP3 at your computer. Or maybe you've put it on a CD in your car. I don't know. This is a song by The Ruts. And it's called Love in Vain. Hey, Sarah, where are The Ruts from? She didn't have an answer. Probably England.
Probably.
Oh yeah, she can turn it off if she wants. That's another rule. It's really up to her. Hence why it's called the Sarah Gardner Power Hour.
Thank you.
Egads. Love in Vain by The Ruts. Sarah looked over at me while that song was playing and she said, "This is really awesome." Actually, she said, "This is really fucking awesome." And I have to concur, she was right about The Ruts. That's the B-side to the single Taco Bell Value Meal number 3. Cost $15. That's not really the name of the record. I'm making it up on the fly. Sarah said I was good on the fly, and I'm proving her wrong. Sarah, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Garden.
Garden who?
Garden the treasure. I could have said gardener the treasure. Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is that an evening dress?
I don't know.
It certainly looks like an evening dress.
It's very pretty.
Well, I dress for dinner.
Would you like a glass of Liebermilch?
No, thank you. I'll just have a glass of wine.
What's the name of the wine?
Oh. I don't speak French.
Who does?
You do.
Oh, that's right, I do.
So, what does that name mean?
In French? I think it means German.
Tanze mit mir, Rosemarie. Du, nur du. Ich steck dir rote Rosen an. Spielen dann Frau und Mann. Adabadabadada, ich bin jetzt König dieser Stadt. Adabadabadada, bist du Prinz Charles für eine Nacht.
Records I don't even know I have, because I own a lot of things that I do not use. That was a guy named Hubert Coe, and it appears that it was in German, and I think that song was called Rosemarie, and it looks like it's on the Polydor label. What's new? I mean, what's new in the world, Sarah? Sarah and I, we vary in age. We're different ages. And when I was a kid, Sarah was an embryo. She doesn't think she's that young. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Ride 'em, cowboy. Oh, man, I was waiting for that. I've been waiting all night for that one. I'm laying on a bed, and it's got a comforter from a company on the East Coast. I think Sarah's going to play the Method Actors next, and I think they're from the East Coast. I don't think they're from the East Coast, really. How long must I wait?
I look around, look around, no good. I look around. We're all going mad.
I thought we were going to Kew Gardens.
The Method Actors. With a song called The Method. How about a band that has a song named after their band? What other bands have done that, Sarah? The Beatles had a song called The Beatles. And Led Zeppelin put out a song called Led Zeppelin. And Cream had a song called Cream. The Jonas Brothers made a song called The Jonas Brothers. The Method Actors were from Athens, Georgia, where they boil peanuts. You ever had a boiled peanut, Sarah? She won't answer for some reason. I think that means the answer is yes. Oh, brother. You've got to be kidding me. Oh, wait, what's next?
Oh, Jerome.
I knew that would get you. Whoa, Sarah Gardner's going to play Unrest. Finally, the student becomes the teacher. I wonder what song she's going to play on here. I hope she plays Afternoon Train. It's a single with a guy on the front and he's naked and you can see his dick.
Did you say
was indeed Afternoon Train by Unrest. And Sarah's never heard Unrest before. I mean, maybe not consciously heard Unrest. And I'm so excited about that now because I'm going to send her home a copy. Send her home with a copy of Imperial. And the bass player from Unrest, Sarah, her name was... I think her name was Laura. And she went to jail because she moved to Alaska and was dating a man who stabbed a guy in a bar. And as they were driving away from the cops, they crossed the... Just put it in the plastic. They crossed the border. And, I mean, I guess you can't stab a person is the moral of the story. It's illegal to stab. I mean, a stab could be used in a non-literal sense. Can you stab without really stabbing is the question? I mean, oh, we're at the halfway point of the show, and every halfway point we harken back to the first part of the show when we play our theme song again.
Play runner with Rutger Hauer,
heads are really sour. Sarah Gardner Power Hour. Sarah Gardner Power Hour. Sarah Gardner Power Hour. Sarah Gardner Power Hour. With Derek Erdman.
Foofer theme. Foofer was a dog, a cartoon dog. Sarah Gardner knows the words, every word of the Foofer theme song. And then Sarah Gardner owned the actual plush toy of Foofer. Still owns. It's a cartoon. Foofer's a dog, and is he a hero, or is he just letting dogs out of the van all day long? Because he rescues. It's just episode after episode of Foofer rescuing dogs. Antics, kind of like Top Cat, but as a dog. Oh man, before that, Books by the Teardrop Explodes, led by a man named Julian Cope, whose grandmother was psychic. And she told me a joke once, and it went, knock knock.
Who's there?
Tennis.
Tennis who?
Tennis 5+5. This next record is a fall band offshoot, and everyone knows that my favorite band is the Fall Band, and this is a song by the Blue Orchids, and it rules. You're so happy to hear this song. It could be one of two songs. It could be Work or The House That Faded Out, and I think she's going to play Work, but I actually think it might be The House That Faded Out. I covered all bases, didn't I? God Almighty. I love that band, the Blue Orchids. You know that record was produced by Mayo Thompson, Sarah. Knock, knock. I may owe you $5, but I'm not gonna pay you. Oh, man. So we were, the Blue Orchids, coincidentally, went on to be Nico's backing band, who then died on a bicycle. You have nothing to say to that?
I don't know what to say. I don't want to say anything, really.
That's what she said. She's freaking gonna hate me now for doing that. Thank you. Sarah Gardner Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Good. I can't believe that we're already 38 minutes into this epic voyage of hers and my head. Our mind eins. Man, she's going to play a record next by Non or Smegma. It's a split between Non and Smegma. And she's not sure which side to play. She's playing the Smegma side. Non was a band that Boyd Rice was in. He was the original prankster. Go ahead, do it. It's snowing outside. War is apparently over, if you want it. It's not snowing, I was lying. Leave Sarah Gardner. Don't hold that up like you don't know what it is. That's a masterpiece right there. Sarah Gardner is exercising her veto power. And I don't mean V-I-T-O. Hit that big silver button. There you go, hit it. Did you watch Doogie Howser as a youngster? Didn't he have a friend that would climb into the window? Like a friend that would come over and climb into the window, like his Italian neighbor. Do you remember him? I only remember the computer screen. Oh, yeah, when he started typing, right. Oh, that was Smegma, and Sarah pulled it. I think I might have said, like, are you sure you want to let this play? Because I just imagined a person with an iPod jogging, listening to that. Bummed. Our friends jog. Other people are going to listen to us that we don't know. Like your mom's friend, who thinks you have willpower. I'm just saying, no one's gonna know what I'm talking about. If you make an issue about it, it's gonna be more noticeable. So wait, Nico got hit. I think she just fell off of the bicycle and then died. Probably one of those old bikes with the one of those Schwinns. Did you hear that successful subject change by Sarah Gardner, ladies and gentlemen? Good job. This next band is a. Man, I don't even know. It's Two Boy Army. This is Gary Numan. You know, he wrote the song Cars. You remember that song? We'll be right back. Don't blame me. Blame the messenger. Man, that was Two Boy Army with Bombers. And Sarah was like, why don't I know this band? But I have a feeling soon she will. I'm sorry, Sarah, for all the stupid things that I say. Here on the Sarah Gardner Power Hour. Man, a show dedicated to you, Sarah Gardner. By you. For you, ultimately. Think about, just wrap your head around those three things at once for a second. Next up, we're going to talk about the handgun ban in Chicago. I'm just kidding, because that's, who cares, really? Guns or no guns, life is awful. We have decided. We were talking about it earlier. We were talking about how great things are, and then ultimately how life is awful. And then we were like, Morrissey, Morrissey, Morrissey. Whoa. Okay, so this band was from they went to my high school, and they're called the Offbeats, and they're from Ohio. And, I don't know, man. You're in control. You're the one with the wheel. And I don't know where I got this. I got this record from Brent Collins, and he worked at Burger King. And, he said, listen, I'm going to quit my job, but I'm going to do it in a really crazy way. So I said, everyone come to Burger King today at 4. And, all these people came. There was like a crowd of 60 people at Burger King. And, oh God, I'm sorry. I can't believe I'm telling this story. And so we all knew Brent Collins was going to do something crazy because he once got arrested for calling someone over and over again saying pigeon on the telephone. And they traced his call and they arrested him for harassment. But Brent Collins goes into Burger King and, well, no, he's there working and he's behind the counter. And finally he's just like, I can't take it anymore. And he jumps on the counter and everything stops and everyone's there watching because everyone knew something was going to happen. He jumps on a table and he says, who wants to see the monster? And everyone's like, me! And he's like, who wants to see the monster? And everyone says, me! And then we get the record started. Ready. And then he pulls down his pants and he turns around and he opens his butt and he goes, roar! What is he going to do? Punker music, In a Rush, by the Offbeats. Sarah was just looking at a picture that Jim Newberry took that's on the wall of Liam Hayes from Plush, and he's with another person who everybody knows but me, because I don't remember names or faces, because I'm shallow. And they're jumping through cans in what looks to be an Indian grocery store. And she asked, where did all these labels come from?
Oh, Jerome, a birthday party at Pizza Hut. What fun.
You bet, Mom.
Okay, sweetie. Have a good time.
She will.
You look so cute. Remember to say hello to Mrs. Miller.
I will.
And don't forget everything I told you.
Okay.
Have fun. Hello, Jerome.
Hi, Mrs. Miller.
Wish Jessica a happy birthday.
Where are we going?
We're all going mad.
I thought we were going to Kew Gardens.
Well, Sarah's going to play Eater next. And Eater is so good. You're going to be so happy to hear this song. You're going to have to hit the button that says 45. Hooray!
Oh, picking up dust on an empty street.
We're all going mad.
I thought we were going to Kew Gardens.
Oh, man. Sarah just bought an expensive Eater single. That was Eater with Thinking of the USA. They were from London, Sarah, and they got the name of their band from a song by Mark Bolan, T-Rex, because he had a song that went, T-Rex, the eater of cars, and they loved the word eater so much. Did you know that Mark Bolan has sold the rights from the grave to the song Jeepster to the company Jeep? And Jeep has actually put out, no, I'm serious, Jeep has put out a model of Jeep called the Metal Guru, and it's got Mark Bolan drives it. He drives the Jeep. When you buy it, Mark Bolan is in it. God, that's a terrible joke, because didn't he die in a car crash? I don't know. He was, yeah, maybe 30, 29. Oh, boy. Sarah Gardner's going to play a record now. It came with a copy of Chemical Imbalance that I bought when I was 13, when I was a young punker in Cleveland, and this magazine came with this record, and you playing the Firehose song? She's gonna play From One Comes One. Go ahead. I said do it. No one wants to listen to me talk. And this song is good. It's kind of noisy, though. And it might be the wrong speed. You might have to turn to 33. But I don't know. I haven't listened to this record in like 15 years, so. Nope, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48. Up on a stage, talking and playing. Sarah was talking about Patti Smith. Sarah's going to tell you the story about Patti Smith. Hold on.
I'm going to tell the story right now.
Ever since I was a young boy.
What did she say?
Well, she was talking about how she was really poor when she was living with Robert Mapplethorpe, and they wouldn't eat for weeks, and one day she just got so sick of it that she gathered up all the change in the house. And it was like 15 cents or something to get a lettuce and cheese sandwich. And she went down to this like dispenser where you could get the sandwiches. And she found out that they had raised the price by a nickel. And she was so defeated. She was standing in front of this machine and this man behind her said, "Do you need me to spot you a nickel?" And she turned around and it was Allen Ginsberg. And Allen Ginsberg like, "Yeah, I'll give you a nickel if you have lunch with me." And so she's like, "Okay," you know, and she has lunch with him. And in the middle of the lunch, he just goes, "Wait, are you a girl?"
Sarah Gardner, with a story about a man who has sex with children. Hey, Sarah, knock, knock.
Who there?
Tex.
Tex who?
It takes two to tango.
Where are we going?
We're all going mad.
I thought we were going to Kew Gardens.
Man, okay. Sarah is going to play a song by Edith Frost, which is a good choice. And it could be one of the last songs of the Sarah Gardner Power Hour, so I hope you like it. She's playing a song called My God Insane, which is Edith Frost's best song ever. I mean, I don't know if that's really true. I just said it.
My God Insane. He makes me say the strangers they amaze. The demons they amaze. My God is
agree that that is a good ender for the Sarah Gardner Power Hour in this March 2010. Sarah Gardner is going to give you your last words. Go.
Circus Peanut.
She did say Circus Peanut. Thank you for listening. Listen again.
Oh my.
If we make more.
Good evening.
Good night.
Evening. Is that an evening dress?
I don't know.
It certainly looks like an evening dress.
It's very pretty.
Well, I dress for dinner.
Would you like a glass of Liebermilch?
No, thank you. I'll just have a glass of wine.
What's the name of the wine?
Oh. I don't speak French.
Who does?
You do.
Oh, that's right, I do.
So, what does that name mean?
In French? I think it means something German.
Oh.
It means loving mother's milk.
You speak French?
No, German.
Oh. Well, I know how to say I love you in sign language.
Let's see. Cool.
Don't leave this girl alone with any handsome deaf mutes, Marty. That's my advice to you.
Jackie?
Tell me, Leslie, have you ever been to Washington before?
No.
Not even on a field trip? Not even on a fifth grade field trip?
No. I mean, my class went, but I didn't go.
In fifth grade, really?
Sixth grade.
So you just snubbed it. You just snubbed your nation's capital.
My parents wouldn't let me go.
What's their number?
What do you mean?
How could they have ruined a perfectly good field trip? Really, people like that burn me up. Don't they burn you up, Marty?
They didn't have the money.
What a lie. How much could it have cost?
Too much.
Were you poor? Did you eat chicken pot pies?
Pancakes. A lot of pancakes.
Pancakes. Pancakes, Marty. So how did you pull yourself out? Out of poverty, I mean.
I left Pennsylvania.
Well, that was a step in the right direction, clearly. Do they have paintings in Pennsylvania?
Jackie.